Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And you're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for the one and only Dr. Michael Savage. Invite you to join the program. You can do that by calling in 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Remember the website, michaelsavage.com. Do you have a copy of Government Zero? What a tremendous book. As a matter of fact, right now it is absolutely shot up to number 3 on the bestseller list. Government Zero by Dr. Michael Savage. Pick it up now. Order it off the website. It gives you insight as to what's going on. It gives you insight to the Obama White House. It gives you insight to the war on ISIS. It is a must-read, makes a great holiday gift. Government Zero, available at michaelsavage.com, where you can also get the latest news and headlines. If you're a fan of the doctor, now is the time to go to the website, michaelsavage.com, and especially make sure you order Government Zero. Well, as you know, there's been a great debate going on right now about illegal immigration. It has certainly been front and center in the race for president. And there's a new video that is out. And I want you to understand that this group that has put together this video, Deport Racism, what they're attempting to do is influence you that these are people that should live in your neighborhoods. These are people that should attend school with your children. And I want you to listen to some of it. And most of it we can't play, because it's not acceptable and it's not family friendly. Now, it's aimed at Donald Trump, but what they don't understand, Deport Racism, is where do you hear the language where they have young kids on video swearing, using profanity, obscenities, and this is an attempt to try to convince us that they should be living in your neighborhood, in my neighborhood, attending our schools? Are these the people you would want on the ball fields? Now, of course, you can't blame the kids. Of course, what do you expect? These are the parents that teach them. Let's break the law. Let's invade this country. Let's go live for things are free. Let's not pay taxes. Healthcare, it all should be free. So the name of this video is Deport Racism. This is a little part. Let's listen to it.
Hola, Donald Trump. Screaming, get out of my country. Republicans use offensive words.
So here's a few of our own.
F*** you, racist.
Latino kids born in the USA.
And we've got something to say.
I'm Rosa.
I'm Ricardo. My friends call me Rick. But you keep calling me Anchor Baby?
Wow. Racist. When you say Mexican immigrants,
are rapists, murderers, drug dealers?
You know it's racist code for words like
and.
And you have attacked people
for speaking Mexican in this nation?
It's Spanish, idiota.
Maybe a little less hairspray and more education? Millions of working Latinos would be deported.
If you get your logo way, you're in the White House for America. It would be nothing but
bad hair days. Yo, Trump, you may be high in the polls.
Thanks to paint your racist suckers, but you're all gonna have to come from me.
If you try to deport my abuelita, mother, you see the
all
Constitution.
Right. Let's hear it right there. You get a sense of it. Again, that is the latest video, or that is a video, I should say, Deport Racism. Now, you can't see it, but there's a little girl, I'm going to guess, maybe 9 years old, this little boy. Let me ask you, at 1-855-400-SAVAGE, is it acceptable for young kids? It's so horrible. Is it acceptable for young kids to be using that type of language? This is the ultimate, boy, you can take the illegal out of the third world hellhole, but you can't take the third world hellhole out of the illegal. Are these the people that you want living in your neighborhoods? Are these the kids that you want attending school alongside your children? This is what they're teaching them? But, you know, why should we be surprised? Now, they can attack Trump, but I want you to look at that and listen, and it's more as they're attacking all of us. You know, don't you agree, just because you're against illegals living here and you want them deported like most people do, that does not make you a racist. This is not about people living in the country legally. This is, how many times have we said, this is about people in here illegally. That's what this is about. And to put out a video like that and have these young kids dancing around, would you teach your children to swear in a video at someone that might be the president of the United States? How is that acceptable? That you would have young kids using that type of language. That does not make you a racist if you want to enforce the immigration laws. I think it's a disgrace. Is this what? How these people raise their children? What do we keep hearing? It's about the children. It's about you can't break up families. And this is how they treat their children? Is this how they treat their young children? We're learning that more than 81,000 unoccupied minors have been released to sponsors inside the U.S., according to the Department of Health and Human Services. What an absolute disgrace. But should we be surprised that this is how they raise their children? And if you're listening and you're either an illegal or Mexican descent, is this how you teach them to talk to adults, to talk to someone that might be the president of the United States? That this is how you talk to us, the Americans, by using foul language like that? And then in the video, both the boy and the little girl are doing the table for one salute. What an absolute disgrace. That group, absolutely disgraceful. What do you think? 1-855-400-7282. And they're dancing around. The little boy, how old would you say the little boy is? I'm going to guess the little boy, he seems like he's maybe 12 or 13. Sticking the finger up, table for one salute. Hey, Trump, you're a blank and blank. These are the people. They're trying to make an argument that they want to come in here. But should we be surprised since their parents don't follow the law and decide they're going to live wherever they want to live? Let's start off with line three is Michelle, who's listening on WABC in New York. Michelle, you're up first. This is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Michelle.
Hi. I just wanted to say I think it's a disgrace, and I think this is what we all have to start thinking about. If you don't like it here, then you have to leave, and you have to have a passion and a love for this country, period.
Michelle, do you have children, Michelle?
I do.
Would you want your children, I don't know how old they are, but let's just say, you know, when your children were, say, 9 or 10, would you allow them to associate and hang around with kids that use that type of foul language?
My kids have had to hang around with kids like this, and it's changing the texture of this country. And it's not to say that American kids are legal. American kids are also not obnoxious, but you don't need to encourage that type of demeanor. We need to be encouraging the stature that we want this country to resemble. And you certainly can't be going around to other countries when this country has to shape up. We have to stand high and tall and proud and stop lowering the bar. And if this is how people feel about any American and disgracing Donald Trump, that he isn't as well educated as anyone else, that's not what we want.
Thank you for the call, Michelle, but you're being too kind. This is completely unacceptable. Did you ever talk that way to your grandparents? Would you ever talk that way to your teacher? Or a baseball coach, or someone else using that type of language? We'll play a little bit of a video, but it's a brand new video that is out. And the thing is that I want to point out, as much as they're naming Trump, it's really aimed at all of us. It's all of us who agree with Trump. Everyone listening right now, you want to enforce the borders, you want to enforce the law, this deport racism, this is aimed at you. And they're giving you, they have their children even, not even adults, children, giving you the table for one salute and saying, yeah, go, guess what, blank you. We're going to do whatever we want. Boy, doesn't this fit in with the narrative? Of course it. I mean, should we really be surprised? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to line one. Anna is listening on WMAL in Washington. Anna, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi. Thank you, John, for taking my call.
Very well.
The appropriate term, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you, is Anger Babies, A-N-G-E-R Babies. And, you know, it almost reminds me of how they brainwash children against their parents in pre-World War II Germany and during that period. And so the real racism falls back on them. So my solution is ship them back.
Anna, the language you were hearing that we were beeping out, would you want to hear children in your neighborhood using that type of language?
Absolutely not. And here's the crux of it. The left is desperate, and this is why they're trying to come up with anything they can to change the narrative. But the American people are all the wiser for it. Thank God for people like you, Dr. Savage, and many others who do this country a great service on a daily basis.
Anna, do you have any friends with children, Anna?
Yes, I do.
If you were over their house and you saw one of their little children, 9 or 10 years old, and said, oh, you know, how are you, little Jimmy? And they turned around and said, oh, yeah, well, blank you. And the parents just sat there. Wouldn't you question, like, who's teaching these children? Who's enforcing any discipline that you don't allow children to use language like that, Anna?
Please.
Or would you sit there and say, well, I guess it's their house. They can talk any way they want.
No, I would not. This is our country.
Of course you would not. You know what? Thank you for the call. It has nothing to do, folks. This is not even about our... I mean, it is about our country, but you're stepping too far. This is unacceptable in any country. This is unacceptable in France. This is unacceptable in China. This should be unacceptable anywhere. Yes, it is about the United States. If this is any way they're going to act, are these the type of people that we want to have coming in here? Is this what they teach kids in Mexico? That when they're 8 years old, you start swearing at adults like that? My God, no wonder they don't follow the law. No wonder there's such high unemployment. No wonder there's so much crime. Boy, if they teach them that type of language, is that the message we should be getting? Horrendous. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Now, Quentin Tarantino in the news. We're going to play you some of the sound. He has doubled down, made it worse. So insulting to police. So insulting to everyone, actually. Everyone. Despicable comments by him. We're going to get to that. The latest on ISIS. Again, this is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO.
You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Welcome to join. Call into the program at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Remember our website, michaelsavage.com. Well, as I mentioned, the battle for illegal immigration continues. The argument of whether or not to deport certainly has been on the front burner. See, at least for the Republicans. At least people want to follow the law. So then you have this group that comes out. And I want you to keep in mind, they're trying to win you over. This message, as much as they try to pretend this is aimed at Donald Trump, it's really aimed at everyone. This is a video just released from Deport Racism. Features two young voices you're going to hear, two young children. And they teach them to be, they're swearing in the video. They're mocking Americans. Would you want these types of people moving into your neighborhood? Let's hear a little clip of the video.
Donald Trump screaming, get out of my country. Republicans use offensive words.
So here's a few of our own.
F*** you, racist.
Wow. Listen to that. Terrible. And then they dance on from there. That boy's probably 11 years old. Let's go to some of your phone calls. Line 4, Dan is listening on KSFO. Dan, hello. You're on the Savage Nation.
John, thanks very much. Let's, aside from the messages that these people are trying to make here, I want to talk about the video itself. What I want to know, and I'm a parent, I've got two daughters, I want to know the names of these parents. I want to know the names, not the organization, the names of each and every individual of this organization who put this forward. This is child abuse. This is child exploitation. I want these people humiliated. I want charges brought against them. This is beyond an outrage, because if we don't stand up for this reason, to stop this sort of thing, we are telling every child in this country, it's okay to use this sort of language. It's okay to act in this manner here. This needs to be put to an end.
Dean, would you want these types of children and parents living on your street in your neighborhood?
Of course not. But then again, it's not just these children were used. No question about it. It's not so much the children. I don't want these sort of parents near my kids.
Yeah.
But again, action taken against these people.
Well, you know, thank you for the call, Dan. Again, should we be surprised? I mean, these are the same people that violate our laws. These are the same people that tramps in and don't follow the law and just decide we're just going to sit down here and we're going to take all the benefits. And the kids watch that. Should we really be surprised that maybe that this is also the way that they're raising them? And if you are one of those parents, what do you make of this video? How do you defend this type of video, this type of attitude like this? Let's go to line 7. Julie is listening on KQQQ. Julie, this is John DePietro, and you're up in the Savage Nation. Hello, Julie.
Hi, John. First off, props to Dan. He's exactly right. There are strict limitations on what kids can say over media. But outside of that, I think it's hilarious in the fact that I don't think conservatives could have made a better video to support our point, supporting Donald Trump's position. It's perfect to say this is exactly why we believe what we believe, and Trump is right, and it showcases it exactly right.
It does. Would you be friends with someone that teaches their children to use that kind of language?
No, actually, we never let our kids associate with kids that use that kind of language. They were never invited over to our house, and we didn't let them go to their houses either. Children that were respectful and nice, those were the people that we actually cultivated those kind of relationships. Polite kids that would respect the parents and respect the viewpoints, even if we disagreed. You know, we didn't agree with all of our...
Right. But Julie, the key here is that the parents are the one encouraging and teaching them to them. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Savage. This is the Savage Nation. You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, inviting you to join the program by just dialing 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Of course, the website, michaelsavage.com. Government Zero, Dr. Savage's latest book, a must-read, makes a great holiday gift. Right now, think of this, already has made it to number 3 on the New York Times bestseller list. It's a brilliant book. You'll love it. While you're also at the website, check it also for some of the latest news and headlines. Glancing at it right now, Savage saying the ice cream man Rubio's money, cheap labor. Also, the latest on ISIS, we're going to talk about a little bit later. Now they're saying they believe that airliner, in fact, that went down, that's because of ISIS. Again, it's all at the website, michaelsavage.com. This latest video that is out, again, it's a slam at Trump. I would argue it's really a slam at everyone. And I think it's really despicable, terrible, how they have these two Latino children using obscene, foul language, dancing around, yelling at Trump, saying blank you to Trump. Can you imagine any children of any age? I think the girl in the video... And again, the name of the video is Deport Racism. I'm going to guess the girl is maybe 10 years old, 9 years old. The little boy, same thing. Someone put them up to this, though. Some parent constructed this, and it's completely wrong. Don't you think it makes the argument? Is this who we want coming in? And their whole argument that if you're in favor of immigration, then you're a racist. That's completely false. Let's find out what you think. Let's go to line 2. James is listening on great radio station WBAP in Dallas. James, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Yeah, John, you keep talking about this being unfit language for children. This language is despicable for teenagers, parents, grandparents, all of us. I don't even associate with grown-ups that speak like this.
You're right.
It's wholesale anymore. You can't go to a sports event or to a cafe or anywhere. It's everywhere. And I agree with the lady earlier. This is applause for Donald Trump. He's got a free one here.
It is. But, Gene, thank you for the call, James. But you have to, if you see the video, and again, we'll play a clip of it in just a moment again. But it's really aimed, it's really at all of us. And again, would you want, these are the people that are saying we have a right to sit next to you in school, your kids in school? These are the people saying, I want an EBT card. We have a right to be here. And by the way, blank you. I think it reinforces just the attitude of entitlement that we continue to hear about. Let's go to line one. Is Rudy listening on WFTL in Florida? Rudy's up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Rudy.
Hello. Hi. Listen, I just wanted to say, first of all, I'm Cuban-American, and I saw a commercial last night, and it made me sick to my stomach, okay? First and foremost, on behalf of myself and every decent, hardworking, law-abiding, tax-paying Hispanic-American and Hispanic is proud to be in this country, I and we apologize for seeing that. It gives out the wrong message of who we are, what we're all about, how hard we've worked in this country to set a mark, a positive mark, and do positive things to share with all Americans in this country. I am appalled, shocked, and disgusted by that video. And as many other callers and yourself have put it, the parents of those children ought to be ashamed of themselves. These political groups who go around falsely trying to claim our voice ought to be ashamed of themselves. Jorge Ramos and all the others, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. They are not our voice. We are individual people. We have our own, you know, we have our own thoughts. We think, or, you know, our own way, like anybody else. And I, and I'm sure many of us, we are very sick and tired. And I'm going to add one last thing before I go. I was at the Donald Trump rally in Doral in Miami, okay? Almost at least half of the room that was in there, there was about 300-400 people in there, maybe. It was in a ballroom in Doral, in Trump Doral National, okay? I would say at least half, were all Hispanics, at least half, and maybe even more, okay? Maybe 60%, maybe 70%. Hispanics cheering for Trump, rooting for him, as well as myself. I spoke to his staff members, from the security guard to all the way down to the charter bus drivers who were driving us from the parking lot to Doral National. Not one of them had anything negative to say about Mr. Trump. They all loved him. They adored him.
Look at that, Rudy. Thank you for the call. You know, again, as much as they are going after Trump in this, and how about the fact this group that is now offering a bounty, $5,000. Donald Trump is going to be the host of Saturday Night Live this Saturday. And I wasn't going to stay up and watch it, but now this group is offering $5,000 if someone will stand up and yell racist to Trump during the live broadcast of Saturday Night Live. Now, what if that were a Tea Party group or some other group that said when Hillary was the host to stand up and yell liar at her and the outrage? But instead now, this group, this is the way they think you behave, which is to now to try to goad someone into heckling Trump while he's live on Saturday Night Live. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Then there's the other pathetic individual, Quentin Tarantino. You know, I'm not sure what do you think is more pathetic? The fact that he actually went on MSNBC and did the interview with this Rachel Maddow lookalike Chris Hayes, or of what he said, and he doubled down on what he said about police officers, as if that weren't bad enough. Now let's listen. This is where Quentin Tarantino, you know, I've never thought this guy made a good movie. You want to talk about overrated. And of all people to go after are the police, who I can't stand people that call police and use the word murderers. It's the same thing as using it towards our soldiers, because the police are the urban soldiers. Tarantino now saying that the police, never mind you look around New York, all the other major cities, It's a variety of different people that make up police forces. But he's decided that it's a white supremacy problem in Rhode Island. Let's hear. This is Quentin Tarantino on MSNBC.
Well, the organization who put it on was, it's called Rise Up October. And they got in touch with me because I had made statements in some interviews, you know, along the way that has suggested that I'm on their side when it comes to this issue of, you know, ultimately what I feel is a problem of white supremacy in this country.
What a disgrace. White supremacy. You know, there we go with another element of that, whether it be, you know, the phrase white privilege and now trying to, the problem with the police is it's white supremacy. How about law and order? How about the fact, don't you think police are under attack? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to Frank, who's listening on line 7 on WMAL in Washington. Frank, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation.
Yes, sir. I just want to make a point about the kids. I think that you shouldn't necessarily go against the kids or even the parents for that matter. They're being exploited by a bigger organization. And I compare it to how the Taliban exploits children and brings them into madrasas and retrains them and programs them. And they just want to be in our free country. And we really need to look at the bigger picture if we're going to win people over and fight the people that are exploiting these kids. And that's pretty much all I got to say.
Thank you for the call, Frank. But at the same time, I mean, they're trying to win us over. And again, let's hear a little bit. This is a video that was released. Now, granted, it's aimed at Trump, but Trump is speaking for us. He's speaking for you. He's speaking for anyone that wants to enforce the law, who wants to have borders. We have to have borders. And instead, wait till you hear, and just so I set it up, because you can't see it, but it is a video, and there's two young children, and they taught them to stand there, and you're going to hear it. Blank you, Trump, and putting up one finger strategically placed in the middle of their hand and trying to say, everyone, you're all racist against us. These are the people that are trying to convince us that they should come in here. These are the people, their parents, want you to give them free health care. These are the people, their parents, want an EBT card and want free health care. Let's hear. This is the video. The two young kids dancing around, mocking us and mocking Trump.
Hola, Donald Trump! Screaming, get out of my country! Republicans use offensive words.
So here's a few of our own.
F*** you, racist!
We're Latino kids born in the USA!
And we've got something to say!
I'm Rosa.
I'm Ricardo. My friends call me Rick. But you keep calling me Anchor Baby?
Wow! Racist! When you say Mexican immigrant,
are rapists, murderers, and drug dealers?
You know it's racist code for words like
and
and you have attacked people
for speaking Mexican in this nation.
It's Spanish, idiota.
Terrible. What an absolute disgrace. First of all, there's nothing wrong with using the term anchor babies, because you agree that's exactly what they are doing. They come over here. Women, pregnant illegals, come in here, 8-9 month of pregnancy, they give birth, suddenly Trump was right. Suddenly now we have to pay for them. They all rally around and say, oh, the child's an American citizen. That is an anchor baby. And then it costs us a fortune, as then they all are anchored here. Number two, if you were in fact, if these kids were, and if you're listening, if they were truly a Latino and did it the right way, they would not be against someone saying, do it the right way. Don't cut the line. Dancing around. Who, what type of, would you want to have a child like that on your soccer team as far as coaching along with your children? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to line 9. Rick is listening on WABC. Rick, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Rick.
Yeah, hi, John. Doing a great job. By the way, I agree with most of the previous callers. I think we owe the people that made this video a debt of thanks, because this is probably one of the best arguments that I've ever seen to get these criminals out of this country. I mean, I don't know whether most people realize it or not, but most of the people that come into this country illegally, they have to pay a coyote if they're coming over the southern border.
That's right.
Across. Most of them can't afford to do that.
Yep.
Do you know what happens when they can't afford to do that? The coyote gives them an alternative. To bring a kilo of this or a kilo of this in their backpack. So they come into this country, a lot of them, not saying all of them, but a lot of them, transporting drugs. I don't even hear that on the media, but it's true. You ask the people down on the border, they'll tell you, the border police.
Well, Rick, not only that, but there's a huge percentage, and Donald Trump said this, of women that are sexually attacked before, as they're trying to make their way over the border. So thank you for the call, Rick. They put themselves in jeopardy like that. I want to go back to here's the another part of Tarantino, Quentin Tarantino on MSNBC. Imagine he said he wanted to do an interview on MSNBC. First person I've ever heard of. But this is where he doubles down. He went to a rally, called the police murderers, and this is last night, MSNBC, he doubles down and again uses the term.
Of Walter Scott, who was the man running in the park, yep, and was shot in the back in the case of Sam DuBose. I believe those were murder, and they were deemed murder. And the reason, and the only reason they were deemed murder is because the incidences were caught on video. However, if they had not been caught on video, the murderers would have gotten away with their murder.
I loathe people that use that phrase when you're talking about people that protect us. Let's go to line six. Phil is listening on WJR. Phil, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Phil.
Hey, I have 2 points. One's about Quentin Tarantino, which, one, I don't think he's ignorant enough to actually believe what he's saying. He hasn't had a movie out in 6 or 7 years. He's making sure he gets publicity so people go see his movie who might believe in these ridiculous things he's talking about. And he's going to be competing with Star Wars during Christmas time, so he needs to make some money. Second,
but he still said it. That's not an excuse. You can't cut him slack like that, Phil.
It just goes to show, which is my point on the children. These children and their parents are the product of the liberal agenda. It goes to show that in both cases, there is no boundary and no limitations for what they will do to advance their agenda, which does nothing for the American people. Thank you.
That's a good point, Phil. We'll take more of your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CO.
You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Remember our website, which is michaelsavage.com. It is there that you can purchase Government Zero, tremendous new bestseller by Dr. Michael Savage. I had the privilege of interviewing the doctor. You can hear many of the interviews he's done, but more importantly, order the book right there. It is already shot up to number 3 on the New York Times bestseller list, Government Zero by Dr. Michael Savage. Let's go out to your phone calls. Line 3 is Drake, listening on KSFO in San Francisco. Drake is up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Drake.
Hey, John. So I found some information on this Deport Racism website that I think would help expose who's behind this. So on the site at the bottom, it says that it's not affiliated with any presidential candidate. But in the source code, there's a section of text that is commented out, which means you can't see it on the live site. And I would like to read it to you. It's just one sentence. Bill for the First Lady 2016.com is a national online grassroots movement of young Americans to support Hillary Clinton for president in 2016 and make quote-unquote herstory instead of history by putting a woman in the White House.
Look at that, Drake. Very, very interesting, Drake. Thank you for that. Thank you for that call. Line 5 is Joe, listening on WABC in New York. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting from the last caller. But I think my perspective is that's a human trafficking propaganda, pretty effective. And to me, it's got KGB fingerprints written all over it. And now they brought to light that Hillary Clinton's on that. It's starting to wonder if the devil devil wears Prada.
You know, thank you for the call, Joe. Again, this is a video where they're trying to attack. You know, they're trying to say they're attacking Trump, but they're really attacking all of us. It's an anti-American message. It's disrespectful. Real disgrace. Remember the website, michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and you're listening to The Savage Nation.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, inviting you to join the program by calling 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Don't forget about the website, michaelsavage.com. How about the fact, congratulations, Government Zero, the latest bestseller by Dr. Michael Savage, has shot up to number 3 on the New York Times bestseller list. Think of that. Even the New York Times can't deny the power of Government Zero, which you will love. It is a must-read. If you're a Savage fan, you're going to love Government Zero. And all listeners, you want to push. The Savage Nation, the Savage Army, needs to continue to hard work, spread the word, and make Government Zero number 1 on the New York Times bestseller list. Again, go to the website, michaelsavage.com, get the latest headlines. Also, sign up for the Savage newsletter by visiting the website. And on the website, which is constantly updated, obviously, you can order Government Zero. You can also sign up for the Savage newsletter. But also find out stories, information you can't get anywhere else. It all starts by going to michaelsavage.com. So Trump is under fire. Again, there's a group that's offering $5,000 if someone interrupts his appearance this Saturday night on Saturday Night Live by calling them a racist. There's a video where they took some young children and trying to convince you that if you're against illegal immigration, you're a racist. Trump's a racist. They use obscene language that I can't use here. We've been playing some of it, and we're going to have to beep it out because we can't even play it. Don't you think this is making the argument? This is who we want to come in. This is who they're saying you want on your street, in your neighborhood, in classroom with your children or grandchildren. Young kids, where they teach them foul language. If I was ever over someone's house and the young kids started using foul language, even the parents in front of the kids, I would feel uncomfortable, be mortified. I don't like if there's someone you don't know and they start using foul language, it's somewhat uncomfortable. Maybe you have a friend and they're upset and they talk that way, and now we're going to have these young kids and they're screaming and talking about it. We have Tarantino, Quentin Tarantino. What an absolute embarrassment, disgrace. I cannot believe the war against our police. Wherever you're listening, support your police. Instead, we'll play some of the sound. Quentin Tarantino depicting them now. Claim of white supremacy, calling them murderers. Our police are under attack. This is under Obama America. And now, let's also hear, speaking out, this is Congresswoman Sanchez. Let's hear from her.
SNL has had plenty of presidential candidates on before. The problem is that they're allowing Donald Trump the entire time. They're asking him to, he's going to host this. And that hasn't happened in the past by presidential candidate. And we believe that it's an affront to Latinos in particular, Mexicans and Mexican Americans, my parents, in particular because of all of the negative things that Donald Trump has said about us.
Hillary hosted Saturday Night Live. Don't watch it. Then don't watch it. The guy was on NBC for years. One comment. By the way, most people agree with him. Don't watch it then. She continued. Listen to this. She is so upset. Congresswoman Sanchez, that Trump is going to be on Saturday Night Live.
You're not allowed to go into an auditorium and yell fire, fire, fire. And in the same way, I believe it's up to SNL to understand that when they put a Donald Trump in front of people and he says these type of derogatory comments, that has a direct relationship to what is happening out in everyday lives of Latinos.
Latinos? No, he's talking about illegals. Fire, fire, fire. Is obviously, you know, it's against the law to do that because you can endanger people. What Trump is talking about is a safety measure. We do have to seal the border. We do have to cut down on these people streaming into the country. ISIS just took down, supposedly, an airliner of the Russians. We are under attack. All of this because he might host Saturday Night Live, a program, by the way, that most people don't even watch anymore because it's not even funny. This is what they're all upset about. Let's go to some of your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Starting with John on line 3. He's listening on WJR. John, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I've never called a talk radio show ever before, so you're the very first one.
Well, I'm honored, John. Thank you very much, and welcome again. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I live in a small town called Kamoka, Ontario. It's just west of London, Ontario, in Canada. And I was just going to say that when the regarding the video the children made or anybody makes, if I understand they're not American citizens that are making this video, so they are guests in the country. Just like when I go across the border to Michigan or I fly to Florida, I realize I'm not a citizen and I'm a guest, and so I should behave like a guest and be respectful and thankful and appreciative to all the conditions and everything else and the warmth that's given to me by the United States. I just love going to the United States. I tell you, I love Canada as well. But, you know, it just amazes me that the trouble that this has caused by video and the parents. I agree with the earlier guest that said that the parents of the children made the video, they should be investigated. The children should be seized from them. And then I don't know what I want to say about what you've done to
well- But you know what's John? You know what's interesting, John, and thank you for the call. Is just and again coming up. If you haven't heard it, we're going to play you a clip of this video of these two young Latino kids, and they're saying "blank you" to Trump and "blank you" to everybody, and blah blah blah, and all this other foul language. You know, if you were a guest in someone's house, you certainly wouldn't use that language. If you had children staying over, you certainly would not have them use that language. I have three children. I would never allow them to behave that way. I mean, all children should be like those kids that you see in The Sound of Music. I mean, not all kids are like that, but this is how they're trying to win us over. Instead, you think it would be a video of these kids being really polite, and we love America, and we want to be part of America, try to win us over. We keep hearing about all these illegal kids being placed in. This is who they're placing in with us? Let's go to line 4. Jana is listening on WBAP. Jana's up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Good job.
Very well, Jana. Go ahead.
Great. Just wanted to touch base on the Quentin Tarantino thing. I've boycotted him. A lot of my group had decided to boycott him. For somebody in a celebrity for that platform to try to speak up to help these families, he is the wrong person to do so. I mean, he makes movies about murders and violence, and a lot of that incites a lot of the crime that happens in our society. He is, I think the LAPD said it basically, I think they on October 13th, they had a call to hit somebody in his backyard. They called the police. They responded. They got the person to leave his yard. So the LAPD said that, you know, he is a, you know, blank horses, you know what, but they still, you know, go and respond and do their duty. It just shows that our men in blue do their job, and I just think he's a nutcase, and I think that he needs to be boycotted. He needs to apologize. Our men in blue, that's our front line of defense. That's our soldiers in America that protect us every day. And they
that's right, Jana. And Jana, you make a good point. Number one, his films are over-the-top violent, and number two, listen, we both know, don't you think he was playing to the crowd and didn't care if then somebody goes out and actually fires on the police? Don't you think so?
Absolutely, I agree with you, 100%.
But, you know, thank you for the call. You know, you're exactly right. They are that's exactly what they are, exactly what she said. They're our urban soldiers, and it's frightening the way police are under attack these days. Let's hear a little bit of this. This is Quentin Tarantino last night. Now, he had called at a rally, police murderers, which I can't stand that. I can't stand that. Is appalling. Anyone that calls either our soldiers, you know, murderers over in foreign countries where we're trying to help or where someone was attacked, they call the Marines in. Or in this particular case, you know, we're a police are called when there's a problem. Police go into the bad neighborhoods. Police try to help the people that are under attack. That's who we call. Let's hear him. This is him last night. Quentin Tarantino on MSNBC.
I was under the impression I was an American and that I had First Amendment rights, and there was no problem with me going to an anti-police brutality protest and speaking my mind. And just because I was at an anti-police brutality protest doesn't mean I'm anti-police.
Yes, it does. But, you know, this business of the police are murderers, I mean, so many times these are false narratives, don't you think, that are brought in, whether it been, and we don't have to go through the list, but whether it was Ferguson or these other examples where there were people challenging the police, they're trying to, you know, box the police in where they can't even do what they're supposed to do. And he is just completely taking advantage of the situation. Let's go to line 7. Sal is listening on WFTL. Sal, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Sal.
I can't even listen to that dribble from those kids. I tried to watch it on the internet, and I turned it off. It was making me sick. But I want to take issue with the use of the term racism, which has become pretty much a weapon of choice of many special interest groups in this country. And of course, no one wants to be called a racist or thought a racist. But I want to argue that the term can't even be used by the so-called Latinos or Hispanics for possible discrimination. Because the most important unifying thread that ties them all together is not a common race, but a common language, which is
right.
Spanish.
Yes.
You know, in my life, I've had a lot of Hispanic or Latino friends. Light skin, dark skin, medium skin, blonde hair, blue eyes, and a red-headed Hispanic girlfriend. So how can that term even be indicative of an entire race of people?
I want everyone to listen. Sal is making a very good point. But Sal, as we know, that term is used to try to label someone, to try to silence someone, and make us back off on talking about illegal immigration, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. Now, coming up, we're going to play for you some of this video that Sal's talking about, plus more on Tarantino, a lot more to go. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or swissamerica.com.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Remember, you can call in 1-855-400-SAVAGE or visit our website, michaelsavage.com. Student who stabbed 4 on California University campus identified. Boy, I didn't see this one coming. The student who stabbed 4 people on the campus of UC Merced was identified. 18-year-old Fasil Muhammad from Santa Clara, California. University confirms to Fox News. He had a smile on his face. He was having fun. A construction worker who helped stop the attack, so told CBS 47. Campus police shot and killed Muhammad, a freshman computer science engineering major, after yesterday's attack. Police detonated his backpack, testing a substance inside. 4 victims are expected to survive. Authorities are investigating a motive. They say Muhammad was armed with a hunting knife. Its blade 8 to 10 inches long. Construction worker ran into the classroom, stopped the attack. Said he initially thought it was a fight. Byron Price, 31. He's the hero, remodeling a waiting room. Heard a commotion, rushed to check in it. Really big knife, swinging it down. That guy is a hero. Think of what that could have turned into. So you have ISIS trying to recruit people, and suddenly we have a freshman student. Boy, roommates, he really spoke, kept to himself. Seems to be a pattern here. An ISIS-linked Twitter account praised the attack, and it was the worst stabbing at a U.S. college since 2013. Folks, this is what myself, Dr. Savage, other people have talked about. We are under attack. And yet all these people want to continue to try to make us even more unsafe. Let's go to line 7. Paul is listening on WMAL in Washington. Paul, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Yes, how you doing? Let me say, I'm addressing the police situation. My girlfriend is a police officer. Let me say this. I am poor police officers, straight officers. I am anti-corrupt police officers. And whenever I hear people saying that you're anti-police just because you're against police corruption. That just burns me up. I'm 53 years old. I have a problem with the National Fraternal Order of Police. And now what's being shown is how officers have routinely just murdered people of color and gotten away with it.
That is totally wrong. You can't name one instance. That is completely wrong, what you just said.
I'm completely wrong about what?
What do you mean that they're completely murdering people and getting away with it? Name one instance.
Well, okay, well, what about the situation we just had where the officer choked the black man to death and the other officer stood around and watched?
He wasn't, they were trying to restrain him. They had told him to comply with them. He was screaming at them. That was a legal maneuver by the officer. And on top of that guy was out of shape and then, unfortunately, had a heart attack and died. They didn't just blatantly murder him. And are you kidding, Paul? That guy, those cops on Staten Island, their lives have been turned upside down. What do you think they just go away unscathed? I mean, forget about it. They even had to, like, almost go in hiding. That wasn't, like, purposely murdering the guy. These things happen. They're out on the street. It's not easy being a police officer. Now, that's a false narrative. Completely wrong. Murdering people. Paul, is that the case you're talking about?
No, sir, Wisconsin. Shot. No gun, no weapon, handcuffed. Officer said he had a gun and shot him. A month later, Governor Scott Walker passed legislation about police, the way they were supposed to handle arrests. Okay? Now, this is the problem I have. Now, I'm for police straight off.
No, you said that, but you're confusing police corruption with, listen, they encounter violence on the street. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Coming up, we're going to play for you some of that video of the kids. Just keep it right here. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Savage on the Savage Nation. You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, inviting you to call into the program. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Our website, michaelsavage.com, for the latest news and headlines, and also at michaelsavage.com, your chance to purchase Government Zero. It has stormed onto the scene, shot up already, number 3 on the New York Times bestseller list. It is a great read. Government Zero by Dr. Michael Savage, available at michaelsavage.com. Also, some of the headlines on the Drudge Report. The top, of course, is the video that we're going to play a portion of coming up. Potty Mouth Kids Trash Trump. This is from an organization called Deport Racism. And there it is. It's really despicable. A young child now. There's two young children in this. And they have the little boy. And he's doing the table for one salute. Deport this. It's absolutely disgraceful. Some of the other headlines on Drudge Report. Jeb guarantees New Hampshire victory as poll numbers fall. Crickets for Carly. Awkward silence during event question time. And then, of course, then we have that situation out as we're learning more about the brutal attack yesterday. Fasil Muhammad, 18 years old, had a smile on his face as he stabbed 4 people at a University of California campus. He was shot and killed by campus police officers who respond to the school after hearing about the attack. Now we're learning there was an ISIS-linked Twitter account that praised the attack. Muhammad's roommates say he really spoke, kept to himself. He had a knife on him, 8 to 10 inches long, 8 to 10 inches long. Let's go out to some of your phone calls. Line 8 is Don listening on KKOH. Don, you're up on the Savage Nation.
I'd like to mention the fact that this guy, this Muhammad, that just did the stabbing. Remember Roseburg, Oregon? When the guy shot everybody and asked them if they were Christian?
That's right.
He had on his website or on his Twitter accounts and all that, he had all kinds of jihad stuff. But they've hushed it up and nobody's talking about it.
Why is that, though, Don? Why do people, how come no one's talking about that? How come then that just fades and no one will highlight the fact of who was behind that attack, and then now this latest stabbing?
Well, what happens, Obama threatens everybody because that's what he did. He went there and talked, and there hasn't been one peep about anything about that since then. And he does like he does the generals. He tells them if they don't say what exactly the program is, they deviate from it, you'll have them, you know, have their careers and their pension and all that. So, yeah, that's what I think's happening.
Thank you for the call, Don. On top of that, just the brazenness. Now, this is the video that I mentioned to you. It was just released yesterday. It's from an organization called Deport Racism. This is aimed at you. These are two Latino children now, taught by adults. We're going to have to beep out some of the language. It's basically, blank you, if you don't like us coming here, we're going to be here. There's even more illegals on the way. Folks, I mean, this is, I don't know how you describe it as anything other than just a complete full-scale invasion. Let's hear some of this video. Now, it's mainly aimed at Trump, but it's, if you agree with Trump, it's aimed at you as well.
Hola, Donald Trump! Screaming, get out of my country! Republicans use offensive words.
So here's a few of our own.
F*** you, racist.
We're Latino kids born in the USA.
And we've got something to say.
I'm Rosa.
I'm Ricardo. My friends call me Rick. But you keep calling me Anchor Baby?
Wow, racist. When you say Mexican immigrant,
a rapist, murderers, drug dealers,
you know it's racist code for words like
and
and you have attacked people
for speaking Mexican in this nation.
All right, that is just a complete disgrace. But also notice what's going on. I mean, right now, latest headline, more than 81,000 unaccompanied minors have been released to sponsors inside the U.S. Border Patrol apprehended more than 68,000 unaccompanied minors attempting to illegal enter the U.S. just last year. Folks, notice what's happening. You have an attack on the police, and we're being invaded more and more. Now, Quentin Tarantino doubled down on his criticism last night. Over the weekend, at a rally, an anti-police rally, he called New York City police officers murderers, really all police. Here's Quentin Tarantino, failed filmmaker, on MSNBC last night.
Now, in the case of Walter Scott, who was the man running in the park, yep, and was shot in the back, in the case of Sam DuBose, I believe those were murder, and they were deemed murder. And the reason, and the only reason they were deemed murder is because the incidences were caught on video. However, if they had not been caught on video, they the murderers would have gotten away with their murder.
Listen to, you know, do you see the they teach the kids, you know, blank you the Americans, we're coming in, you may not like it, completely disrespectful. I mean, should we be surprised since the parents are teaching them that, since the parents are also teaching them to break the law and come in here? But then don't you, look at then, we also now have an attack on law enforcement. And the way that they're trying to portray, completely redo the image of police. Let's go to line five. Bob is listening on WABC New York. Bob, you're up. This is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Bob.
All right. How you doing, John? Thank
you. Good, Bob.
I just wanted to make an observation, and it's very typical of the type of, I guess you'd say, the ilk of Quentin Tarantino. When they make inflammatory statements and they stir things up, and of course, like you had said before, he has very violent movies, and then he turns around and he hides behind the First Amendment when people who I guess you could call them his opposition voice their opinions. As a champion of First Amendment rights, he should actually be embracing the people who are condemning him because he hides behind the First Amendment. That's his right. Very well.
Well, last night he was slamming Patrick Lynch, head of the police union in New York. He was slamming him on MSNBC. Bob, I mean, did you ever think you would see, like, look at the scenario, Bob, the narrative that's going on. We're under attack, invasion, student, you know, Muhammad's is stabbing people on the West Coast. And then in New York, everybody suddenly is putting the police on the defensive, and the police that are there to protect us from the invasion, they're suddenly under attack, and they're the ones that are under the, you know, under the gun, Bob.
I don't remember the movie, but somebody said up is down and down is up, was a line in a movie, and that's exactly what seems to be happening in way too many places in the United States,
And you're exact.
Like politicians are embracing. Well, I shouldn't say all politicians.
Not all. Yeah. Well, no, your mayor. There's a good reason why De Blasio has a 38% approval rating. Folks, what do you think? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. What do you think? Does that change your opinion when you just heard that video? Those two Latino children saying, blank you, Americans and Trump, we're coming in here, we're going to speak Spanish, whether you like it or not. And if you don't like it, then you're a racist. Are these the type of people you want living in your neighborhood, whether you're in California or Texas or Alabama or in Washington, D.C., or wherever you're listening to the Savage Nation? And what about Tarantino? I think it's appalling calling the police murderers. The police have the toughest job. The police have to deal with all the miscreants, all the criminals, all the drug addicts, all the lowest forms in society. That's who the police have to deal with. And you treat them like that? And then Tarantino? What do you hear? This is where Tarantino now is trying to make a link now. White supremacists and the police. This is Quentin Tarantino, failed filmmaker, last night on MSNBC.
Well, the organization who put it on was, it's called Rise Up October. And they got in touch with me because I had made statements in some interviews, you know, along the way that has suggested that I'm on their side when it comes to this issue of, you know, ultimately what I feel is a problem of white supremacy in this country.
I mean, you I don't know if you could be more ignorant than that. That is a complete insult. White supremacy, where you have police who are trying to enforce the law and under attack in some of the most difficult, dangerous neighborhoods in the entire country. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Radu on line 4 is listening on WMAL. Radu, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Radu.
I've always admired police officers, you know, as a young kid, but my parents taught me to respect them. They're there to help you. They're there to protect you. And, you know, I'm an immigrant to this country, a legal immigrant to this country, which is very important for me to say. I came here about 38 years ago, and I'm just in shock and in amazement about what's going on nowadays. I'll tell you, if I were a cop and that happened in Baltimore, I wouldn't go there and patrol those neighborhoods. If I would be the brass, the police, I know they probably cannot do that. I would just let the, you know, I would tell the cops, don't go patrol there. Let the animals kill each other. It's very sad. If they do their job, they get attacked for doing their job, for protecting us. It's really a job that today you cannot fulfill in a good way, because no matter what you do, you're going to do wrong. If you're not going to arrest these people, they're going to tell you, oh, you're not doing your job. If you're going to arrest them, and somehow, because they mouth off on you, you slap them on the head a little bit, they're going to say, you're doing something wrong. So you pretty much have no way of coming out in the right way if you're a cop. It's very sad. Now, the only other point I want to make is, again, as a legal immigrant to this country, when we came here, my parents insisted from the very beginning that at home, at school, at work, with friends, we only speak English, because that's why we came to this country. That's why
right.
we came to America. All right?
That's right.
And
listen, you know what? Thank you, Radu. You know, Trump wasn't wrong when he was taking a shot at Jeb Bush and said, you know, by the way, this is America. Speak English. I mean, everybody used to speak English. Now you have this defiant video of these kids saying that they don't want to speak English. And I'll tell you, this stabbing, this 18-year-old stabbing, that plane, that airliner that went down, they're linking that to ISIS. And now you have this attack, an 18-year-old. Remember, they used to be afraid of how we're going to get the terrorists to come in the country. Well, now an ISIS-linked Twitter account praised the attack. They have them trying to make inroads, you know, in all different cities. And this wasn't a matter of getting a bomb. I mean, he had a smile on his face as he stabbed four people on a college campus. And it continues to be that way. We need more police to keep us safe. We need a more aggressive policing. But what do you keep hearing about? Black Lives Matter, white privilege. Now you have Quentin Tarantino trying to portray the police as if there's some kind of like the the modern day Klan. What do you think? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Forrest is listening on line 9 on WAAV in North Carolina. Forrest, you're up. This is John DePietro, and you're in the Savage Nation. Hello, Forrest.
Yes, sir. See, things like this to me, there's no difference here between this and the Black Lives Matter. You see, the left thinks we're all idiots. They think that we only subscribe to our lesser instincts. So they don't inspire and motivate by inspiration and good deeds and hope. They inspire and they motivate by fear and anger, because as, you know, upright Neanderthals, that's all we're capable of. So there's no, this video does not want to change your mind or change my mind. This video wants all the people who are incapable of any emotion other than, yeah, 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 let's get them, to rise up and rally just like they did in Baltimore and in Ferguson. That's all.
Well, I'll tell you, Forrest, when I see the video of these two kids, and they're saying blank Trump and blank you, and it reaffirms to me, I don't want these people coming in. I mean, I didn't in the first place. But if that's what the parents are teaching them, I don't care who they are, teaching them to swear like that, my goodness, forget about it. Then we definitely don't want them in. Trump was more than, he didn't realize how right he was. The sense of entitlement. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. More of your phone calls coming up. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO.
You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, inviting you to log on to the website, michaelsavage.com, Government Zero, the latest bestseller by Dr. Michael Savage, has taken off like a rocket, climbing now number 3 on the New York Times bestseller list. It is a must-read. If you're a fan of Dr. Savage, must-read. You know, there's just so much information in there you can't find anywhere else. Whether it be about the Obama administration, about schools, the agenda in schools, about illegal immigration, about ISIS, all of that. It's all in Government Zero. Especially, you know, over the holiday season, maybe you're going to be at a holiday party or seeing people around Thanksgiving, and people start to argue a certain way or give you the liberal perspective. You read Government Zero, and you will shut down all of those arguments. Check it out, available at michaelsavage.com. You can also sign up for the Michael Savage newsletter, the Savage newsletter at michaelsavage.com. Joe on line 9 is listening on WABC, and he's up on the Savage Station. Hello, Joe. Let's go to JJ on line 3 is listening on KSFO. JJ, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, JJ.
Good day, Mr. John. Hi. I just wanted to completely disagree with this whole coverage of that Faisal Muhammad. I've been hearing it blown up all this, you know, since the beginning of the week, and no one was killed, but there's no coverage of Noah Harfim, who shot 4 people the same weekend, and then there's no coverage of Marshall Leonard, who threw a bomb into Walmart, but no one was killed.
JJ, the stabbing just happened. The stabbing just happened. Again, you're listening. This is the Savage Nation.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, inviting you to call into the program 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Log on to the website, michaelsavage.com. Dr. Savage's latest book, boom, Government Zero. Not only is it on sale right now, but debuted number three, New York Times bestseller list. You know, I interviewed Dr. Savage on that book. It is a must-read. You're going to love it. You are going to absolutely love the book. And he goes into great detail on the Obama administration, on immigration, on schools, the agenda within schools, on ISIS. It's a must-read. It would make a great, great book, great gift for the holidays. Government Zero, available right now at michaelsavage.com. You can also sign up for the Savage newsletter. Also check all the latest headlines, whether it be on ISIS or on the Obama administration. Get all of it. Log on, michaelsavage.com. You know, Saturday night, Donald Trump is expected. He's going to host Saturday Night Live. And there's some backdrop of things going on with the fact that Trump is going to host Saturday Night Live. Now, number one, he used to work for NBC, and then he parted ways with them, with the whole Apprentice. Number two, there is actually an organization now offering people a bounty that if someone will go to Saturday Night Live, and I've been to Saturday Night Live, it's a small audience, they do a dress rehearsal, and then they have the main show at 11:30. Dress rehearsal, I think, if I remember, it's like around 7:30 at night, and then they eliminate and see various things. But anyhow, it's not that big of a crowd. So, but there's a $5,000 cash reward if somebody in the crowd will yell, "Trump, you racist," during the course of the show at some point. Now, once again, though, what are they doing? They're really driving up interest for people to watch it. I wasn't going to watch it. I wasn't going to stay up. I haven't watched that show in many years. I don't think it's that funny. But now there is a little bit of a curiosity to see if someone's actually going to jump up and yell that, or if the NBC's going to let it go over, or if it's going to be on delay. Keep in mind, Hillary Clinton hosted. No problem at all. Think of some of the things that have been done on that show, and nothing said. But Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez is now bringing it to the next level, where she is actually calling on them to rescind their offer. NBC, rescind the offer. Listen to what Congresswoman Sanchez has said why Saturday Night Live, let's listen to it, should not have Trump as the host.
SNL has had plenty of presidential candidates on before. The problem is that they're allowing Donald Trump the entire time. They're asking him to, he's going to host this. And that hasn't happened in the past by presidential candidate. And we believe that it's an affront to Latinos in particular, Mexicans and Mexican Americans, my parents, in particular because of all of the negative things that Donald Trump has said about us.
Go watch it. Think of what Saturday Night Live used to do about President Bush or Cheney. No complaints about that. Think of some of the things that are said about them on other programs. Think of some of the trash that's on television. This is what they're objecting to, that Trump is going to go on and do a couple of seemingly probably stupid skits, although he's actually pretty funny. He was funny at the end of the debate, like, "I'm glad Ben and I set these regulations so we can get the hell out of here." He was on with Colbert. There was no problem. He was on with Jimmy Fallon. There was no problem. This is who they're going to. And on top of that, I don't agree with everything she just said. Do you agree with that? What? Why? Because he said we should enforce the immigration laws? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. She goes on from there. Again, this is Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez saying that NBC should not have Donald Trump as the host.
You're not allowed to go into an auditorium and yell fire, fire, fire. And in the same way, I believe it's up to SNL to understand that when they put a Donald Trump in front of people and he says these type of derogatory comments, that has a direct relationship to what is happening out in everyday lives of Latinos.
The guy is leading in many polls. He's on stage doing presidential debates. If they want to have him on the show, how many people even watch that? A couple million at the most? I don't even think it's that. I mean, maybe. I don't know. What is your audience these days? 2 million? 3 million maybe? If that? I don't think it's much higher than that. Probably be the biggest ratings they ever had. All right. Also, Quentin Tarantino was in the news. We're going to play some of that sound. That is despicable. what he's saying about law enforcement. And then Trump is also being attacked. You know, the more they attack him, the more that people like him. Let's go out to some of your calls. Line three, Tom is listening on WABC in New York. Tom, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Tom.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to say something about Tarantino, and then maybe we could finish about those kids on the video. But the thing is with Tarantino is this guy's doubled down on his remarks regarding the police department. He doesn't even understand that he's hurting the community that he's saying he's trying to stick up for. I think the cops unions should double down. I think that not only should they not see his movie, but they should not go to any movie theaters that have that movie. As long as that movie is running in the theaters, I think the cops, friends of cops, and their family should not attend the theater. He doesn't want our money, and so we don't have to give it. The other thing I want to say about those kids, I can guarantee you those kids that came out and said things had nothing to do with it. The people who are behind it are probably Americans and white, and probably from some liberal university. I doubt that their parents were the people that put them up to that. So,
well, as
Hispanics goes,
Tom, isn't that amazing? I mean, Tom, what kind of parents, what kind of adults would film a video and write a script for kids to start swearing and dropping that type of language, Tom?
My mother would wash my mouth out with soap.
Yes, absolutely, Tom. Thank you for the call, Tom. And in case you're not sure what he was referring to, we'll get to that. There's a video where they have these young kids swearing and, you know, putting up the table for one salute towards Trump, and anyone that's against illegal immigration is a racist. It's really despicable. Quentin Tarantino, talk about someone. He's made trash films, violent trash films. He spoke at an anti-police rally, called police murderers. This failed filmmaker. I think Pulp Fiction was, I think, one of the worst films I've ever seen. Completely bankrupt. What is a good film that he's made? And for him to then, you know, as he has another failed movie coming out, to go on MSNBC last night on a show that, again, no one watches, which is why he was probably comfortable there. Let's hear him. This is Quentin Tarantino doubling down and even going a step farther and saying the problem is not only that police are murderers, but also now he brings in that it's white supremacy involved.
Well, the organization who put it on was it's called Rise Up October. And they got in touch with me because I had made statements in some interviews, you know, along the way that has suggested that I'm on their side when it comes to this issue of, you know, ultimately what I feel is a problem of white supremacy in this country.
As opposed to the violent films that you're making, how has he contributed anything? You know, he talks about violence. He's made, I think, some of those violent films there are. Kill Bill or Reservoir Dogs, which I believe was his first one, incredibly violent in the scene, right? When the guy gets his ear cut off. Never mind Pulp Fiction. Completely makes films just for the gore of making a violent film. You know, he gets to live in that world. Police have to live in real-day violent situations. What a disgrace. I mean, he is the definition of just a gutless punk. And police need to know that they have our support. Let's go out to line five. Michael is listening on KSFO in San Francisco. Michael, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Michael.
Yes, I find it ironic that the Democrats are complaining about Trump going on SNL. SNL is kind of like a washed-up show. I used to watch it years ago. I would have never watched it. Now they're offering a bounty for somebody to jump up and yell racist. I'll bet you that SNL gets the highest rating it's ever had in history.
Or certainly, I think I agree with you, Michael. I think that the show has certainly, you know, jumped the shark a long time ago. Every once in a while, I would maybe watch it, or I would hear about something kind of funny. You know, they did a thing on the debate with Bernie Sanders, and it was actually funny, but only because they had Larry David and Alec Baldwin part of the skit. But all they've done is ensure now that it will have the highest ratings of the season, and I there is actually a curiosity factor to see if, in fact, some idiot is going to go there and then stand up and yell, you know, racist at Trump. A Hispanic group is offering $5,000 any audience member who yells racist at Trump when he's on the air with Saturday Night Live. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Bernie Sanders is in the news. And have you heard what he said? We're going to tell you about that. We'll play that for you. This video that people are talking about where they teach these kids to swear and say various things. Have you heard about this video? You're going to hear that as well. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and you're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COI.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're invited to call into the program 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Log onto the website, michaelsavage.com. Sign up for the Savage newsletter. You know, this story on whether or not maybe ISIS did in fact take down that Russian airliner. I was just looking at a story, Time Magazine, the prospect that ISIS planted a bomb that blew a Russian airliner out of the sky last weekend raises the stakes for President Obama and the rest of the civilized world. While the evidence of their culpability remains sketchy, confirmation would elevate the conflict to an entirely new level, a level neither Washington nor Moscow wants. Fingers are crossed in both capitals that some mechanical reason for the disaster will be found and found soon. But if the ongoing investigations, which killed all 224 aboard when it crashed in Egypt, increasingly point to a bomb, the world's war against ISIS will have to shift gears. It will go from being a distant religious conflict pursued by zealots to a major challenge to the international order that can no longer be handled with air power, U.S., Russia, or anyone else's alone. You know, this is a threat that we have been talking about. This is a threat that people have been talking about. And you don't hear, let's hear Bernie Sanders. You don't hear Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton. You don't hear anyone on the Democrat side talk about ISIS. Let's hear from Bernie Sanders.
To me, what democratic socialism is about is to maintain the strong entrepreneurial spirit that we have in this country, to continue to produce wealth, but to make certain that that wealth is much more equitably distributed than is currently the case. That we are going to, in the richest country in the history of the world, provide wealth for all of our people, not see almost all the new income and wealth going to the top 1%.
I mean, isn't that frightening? That's what he's focused on, redistribution of wealth, as ISIS is now suspected of taking down a Russian airliner. Let's go to line 9. Bert is listening on KKAT. Bert, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Bert.
Hey, John, I appreciate your taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. Go right ahead, Bert.
Great. Your screener asked me to get straight to the point and be brief, but for my comments to make any sense, I have to give you just a little bit of background. Would that be okay?
I'd really rather you prefer just get to your point. What's the main focus you want to tell me or tell everyone listening?
My
what is it,
focus is, you know, I was raised in the Bay Area in the 60s and 70s to a
right.
traditional conservative family, but very liberal in the respect that my parents always taught us that everybody's the same. Love everybody. Accept everybody.
Great.
Growing up, I had several friends that were Asian, Hispanic, American Indian, and it never even occurred to me that they were any different. I had no prejudice at all. Knowing that, let me say that I am becoming prejudiced. I am getting so sick and tired of all this BS about diversity and having everybody's crap shoved down our throat. You know, it's a far minority of the population and special interest groups that are speaking out about all this stuff, giving Trump a bad time. You know, I've owned property down in Mexico since the mid-80s, and what I know about the Mexican culture and what goes on between the borders is exactly what he's saying. And a perspective that not very many people see is that if you watch Telemundo or Univision or any of the Hispanic stations, you watch the news, whatever, and you'll see that everybody on there, if you turned off the sound, they all look European. They're all of Spanish descent, you know, and they are driving out the indigenous Mexicans, the ones that you see coming across the border that are the laborers that you see standing out in front of Home Depot and Lowe's.
Right.
The ones that the European Mexicans who are running the country are driving out, and they typically are the ones that are maybe less educated, less skilled.
But Bert, I appreciate your point, but I want to highlight something Bert said, and that is, and it's the use and the overuse of the word diversity. They love people like Hillary Clinton and others. They love the word diversity as long as they're still calling the shots, as long as they're still in charge. They love to use the word diversity, and they use it actually as a weapon and as a method for them to gain more control, right? Instead of trying to get people to achieve and produce the most they can, they use it as a tool to weaken others but keep themselves strong. Bert, thank you. More of your phone calls coming up at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation. You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're invited to call the program, 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. I'm looking at the website right now, michaelsavage.com, and there he is holding Government Zero. That's right. Has 40 actions to save America. Government Zero, Dr. Savage's latest bestseller. Right now, how about that? Number 3 on the New York Times bestseller list. Makes a great holiday gift. Government Zero. I can't put the book down. I've read it. I'm rereading chapters. It is probably, and I told Dr. Savage this, I'm not saying it's the greatest book he's written, but it's, I would put it right up there. I would put it up there. If you're a Savage fan, I think you could make an argument that Government Zero, I think it may be his best book yet. And I don't want to ruin it for you, but I'm just, especially the chapters on education and about the Obama White House. It's Government Zero. And also on the website, boy, there it is. What a shock. Who saw this coming? Fazel Muhammad identified as the campus stabbing suspect. He looks like he should be the 19th hijacker. There's that. There's some of the Dr. Savage talking about prosecute Obama for crimes against America. Other stories, log on to the website. It's michaelsavage.com. Where you can also sign up for the Savage newsletter. You know, another great site, if you want to stay up on what's going on, is, of course, the Drudge Report. You know, Matt Drudge truly is a genius, completely changed the media. Like many of you, I log on to the Drudge Report many times a day. And there it is right at the top, that video where they have these Latino kids. It's embarrassing. With the table for one salute, the middle finger up. And the video is deport racism, and they're basically saying blank you to you and me and Donald Trump. You can see that on the Drudge Report. Now, we're going to play some of that video coming up. It's so disturbing. Young children, think of the things you should be teaching young children. If you were trying to get into this country and you were living here illegally, you'd want to teach the children of, listen, the reason we're going there, this is the greatest country in the world. Now, granted, we're going to break the law, but it's worth it because I want you to grow up in the greatest country. And you remember, these Americans that we're going to, there's no finer people on earth. It is, without question, the greatest country who has saved the world. Instead, and we're going to play it, they teach these kids, they're swearing at you. They're swearing at me. They're swearing at Trump. Terrible. Think of how young children should be behaving. But I'll tell you, you know, people in New York, and really people around the country, are upset with this fraud, Quentin Tarantino, the failed filmmaker. And I don't blame them. It was Tarantino that it was first at a rally where he called, I hate people that call police murderers. And that death of Eric Garner at Staten Island, I mean, that that was, in fact, listen, you know, the police were also upset about that, and their lives were thrown off and ruined by it. But to call them murderers, and then last night for him to go on MSNBC, let's hear a little bit of Quentin Tarantino. Last night, God, of all places, imagine being quoted. Like if someone said, and here's John DePietro on MSNBC, I'd be mortified. Here's Quentin Tarantino, some of the sound of him last night on MSNBC.
Now, in the case of Walter Scott, who was the man running in the park, yep, and was shot in the back, in the case of Sam DuBose, I believe those were murder, and they were deemed murder. And the reason, and the only reason they were deemed murder is because the incidences were caught on video. However, if they had not been caught on video, the murderers would have gotten away with their murder.
You know, it's amazing. During Vietnam, think how the American soldiers were portrayed in the narrative and how they were treated as, you know, like murdering innocent people in Vietnam. Who'd ever think? Fast forward 2015, we'd be doing that to our own men and women of police forces. You know, it's a complete disgrace, and he make no bones about it. What's even more disgraceful is the guy from MSNBC, the Rachel Maddow twin or whoever, Chris Hayes, doesn't even challenge him on it, allows him to go on and say those things. Despicable. You know, I've always thought that guy was overrated. Always thought that his films were just complete trash of violence, one right after another. Fraud. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Robin on line 2 is listening on KSFO, great radio station in San Francisco. Robin, this is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Robin.
Hello, John. How are you?
Very well, Robin. Go right ahead.
I was hearing you guys talk about that knife attack.
Yes.
Well, that's basically a copy of the knife attacks going on in Israel, and there'll be more Islamic knife attacks here in America because it's simple to do, and they'll copy it, and more people will be murdered or wounded as a result of the naivety of Americans not understanding Islam, because it's an Islamic cultural war, just like the Indian War was a cultural war, and that ended in genocide. But this time, we are the Indians.
Thank you for the call, Robin. Let's go to line 7. John is listening on WFTL. John, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, John.
Hello, sir. Thanks for having me on. I wanted to call in and chime in on the situation with the police bashing that's taking place in America. First of all, Tarantino has been a complete jerk, but frankly, he is, you know, on the left side, and what do we expect but this kind of ridiculousness coming from them? However, I want to point out that I think, you know, as conservatives, as people that hold to the values of the country, the principles of the country, that we also need to hold those same principles to ourselves. And the reason I say that is because though I'm a U.S. Army combat veteran, and I support the police officers of the United States, and I thoroughly dislike people acting like jerks towards police officers, all too often we do see police officers that have blatant disregard for our U.S. laws as well. And not all of them. Most cops are great people. But
what's a law that you see them, John? I mean, I respect you and your service. What law am I overlooking that you're saying they frequently? Because I think you're letting him off the hook by just calling him a jerk. I think he's being tremendously irresponsible, the same way people that started that narrative of hands up, don't shoot. That was irresponsible. That is not what happened. For him to tell young black youths, see those police, they're murderers. They want to murder you. That's incredibly inflammatory and irresponsible, don't you think?
Absolutely. Well, the reason I look at it the way that I look at it is because this. We have a horde of illegal immigrants coming to our country.
Right.
We want them to respect our laws.
But right. But again, answer my question. How are the police, what laws are they not following?
Absolutely. How many times have you been driving down a highway and seen a cop without lights on go flying past you 20, 30 miles an hour over the speed limit? How many times have you seen a police officer illegally parked on the side of the road.
I know, but, you know, they're, and I appreciate the call, John, but, I, they're in pursuit of a criminal. They have to behave a certain way, the same way, you know, we all pull over and they're speeding. What you call breaking the law is part of what they're doing. There's parts of what they're doing that make sense for the type of work that they're doing. I think that makes sense. Let's go to Angel, who's listening on WDRC in Connecticut. Angel, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi, hello. I hope you can hear me well.
I can hear you, Angel. Go right ahead.
Excellent. I go straight to the point. I guess I definitely disagree with Lady Sanchez. I'm also a sort of an immigrant also, because I wasn't born in the mainland. I was born in territorial of the United States, which became a commonwealth.
Yes.
And many of us, we have, it seems to me like the far left liberals are attempting to box all people who have the common Spanish language into one box. And they are totally wrong. We are not all liberals or progressives or far left or communists or socialists. We do believe on the, on Americans, founding fathers, and their beliefs of the, Judeo-Christian ideologies, and we want to assimilate.
Then, Angel, people like you need to speak up. And when you hear this video and you see this video of these young Latino children, Angel, what do you think of their filthy language that they're using? Do you approve of that?
Well, if anyone would do it around me, I would think there would be, I don't want to say anything stupid, but it would seem kind of idiotic.
Yes.
And
beyond that, it's disrespectful, it's insulting, and for someone to teach children of any background to behave in that way. And let's just hear, thank you, Angel, let's just hear, this is a small clip, just a short clip of these kids, and they're going after Donald Trump. And also, I take it that they're doing this to all of us. Let's hear a little bit of these kids in the video.
Hola, Donald Trump! Screaming, get out of my country! Republicans use offensive words.
So here's a few of our own.
F*** you, racist.
Yeah, that goes on. You get a sense that it goes on from there. You know, even just the attitude of offensive language, get out of my country. Well, you know, it is our country. And you're not supposed to be in our country. And if you're not, again, the name of the video is Deport Racism. If you don't fit that narrative of people crashing in, then what are you so upset about? But how is that offensive? To talk about lawbreakers? I don't think that's the most offensive language. Let's go to line 5. Albert is listening on KBET. Albert, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Albert.
Appreciate your time. Anyone with ears, listen to this. There is no way that American presidents will... the actual vote will be true because there's massive voter registration fraud. I'm a retired investigator, almost 70 years old, and there's no way that you will win because there's two ways that you count votes, popular and the electoral votes. And California is a criminal state. They need to be prosecuted. The solution is you need a voter fraud task force now because they register from all around the world. Nobody checks this. China votes. Mexico votes, and they crank up the popular vote through California and the no ID states. They're going to try to take over America. That's how the criminal socialist dope smoker Obama won, is through massive voter registration fraud, and it must be stopped immediately. And there's
Albert, you know what's interesting about what Albert is saying is, and then look at all the people that are coming in to the country. And why, you know, Obama is intent on just continuing to flood the country with all these illegals coming in, refugees, combatants, whatever you want to call it. But we have been under like a full-scale invasion. There's no other way to describe it. And, you know, based on the way that they appeal to them and the way they try to portray Republicans, Albert is right. It is an attempt to completely own the vote and dominate the vote in that way. There's no other way to look at it. You know, the voting that was done in Ohio just a few years ago, in 2012, I mean, I think that was very suspect, with people saying that in Ohio they thought there was rampant voter fraud and abuse. I think Albert is right. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. The website is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Remember the website, michaelsavage.com. I can't tell you enough how much you're going to enjoy Michael Savage's latest bestseller, Government Zero. It is absolutely fantastic. And this is the type of information that you're not going to get anywhere else. Wait till you read the chapters about the Obama White House. Wait till you read the chapters in Government Zero about the education system and the agenda behind it. You're going to love it. There's a reason why it is shot up to number 3 on the New York Times bestseller list. And I'm going to say right now, it will be number 1 without question because of the buzz on this book, Government Zero. Now, again, someone asked me, are you saying this is the best book he's ever written? It's pretty close. Or people that are saying that, I can see the argument. You can't argue. Let me put it this way. You can't argue against that it might be the best book he's ever written. Government Zero. On sale right now. You can see it at the website, michaelsavage.com. Ken is listening on line 3, KSFO. Ken, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John. I'm a former police officer who really, I abhor what Tarantino said. But I think the gentleman earlier, what he was trying to say is that when you have incidents like the Scott case in South Carolina where a man was shot in the back and then he went over and tried to frame it up, and the Eric Garner case in which Dr. Savage said those officers should be in prison, we have to objectively look at those things as well. We can't have a blind eye either way. You can't support any group 100%. The bad ones need to go. We need to respect and appreciate the good ones.
I agree with that, Ken. But at the same time, don't you find it incredibly irresponsible for Tarantino or anyone to call them murderers?
Oh, absolutely. But you asked him to name a specific crime that a police officer did. And
no, I understand that. But, Ken, when you were a police officer, Ken, how many times did you ever have to discharge your weapon? It's highly emotional for police that I've known that have ever had to really use their weapon and actually shoot someone.
I agree, but one of the things we're doing these days, I got out in the 80s, one of the things we're doing is hiring a lot of people with zero life experience. They quit hiring from the military. They've done affirmative action. There's a lot of people now, if you're an upper middle class white male who lives at home, you get hired. No one else can. And you have people discharging weapons who shouldn't be because they're...
No, I understand that, but with the body cameras, it's going to defend the police. You're listening to The Savage Nation. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage.